You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and wellness is something that's a little bit of a buzzword at the moment, and it means different things to different people. But one way that we can look after ourselves is to find calmness wherever we are. I'm joined now by Nina Chesworth, the founder of Five Sense Therapy. Thank you so much for joining us, Nina. So can you tell us a little bit about what Five Sense Therapy is and the philosophy behind it?
So Five Senses Therapy is my practice. And I provide holistic therapies. Now, this ranges from massage therapy, which includes aromatherapy, Swedish body, and reflexology massage. I also provide a spa meditation treatment, which is a non-touch therapy, and that focuses around meditation and self-massage. That's more of a journey experience.
And what do you think people get out of, one, the massages themselves, and two, the non-touch therapy as well? What would you say is the biggest difference between what people get out of those two experiences?
I think with the massage, there's more of a physical kind of release through massage because it's work on the body. So you are working on tension and physical knots in the muscles. So with full body massage, there's more of that physical release. And there's also, you know, the touch, you know, human touch. With the non-touch therapy, it's more mindful, I suppose, more of a mindful release. You kind of, it gives you the opportunity to kind of go in on yourself and have that relax, that moment, that hour just for your mind to rest and relax. So it's a bit more mindful.
It's so important, isn't it, to have those moments throughout your life. And you yourself are registered blind, and you focus a lot on other senses like smell and obviously touch through massage. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works and how you incorporate the different senses into your work?
So my treatment room is a little urban oasis, and my focus is around the senses. Basically, I want to try and awaken everybody else's senses. When I lost my sight, my other senses, I became more aware of them. And, you know, I started noticing smells a lot more and sounds. And it's not that they got any better, it's just I became more aware of them. And that just helped me become more embodied in myself and become more aware of my body and my senses. And I wanted to try and share that with other people and help them awaken their senses, because they're so powerful, and they can provide you with so much information. And so through the therapy, when you enter into my treatment room, you're automatically, the senses are beginning to work, because I have lots of smells going on, the sounds, I have holistic sounds playing, touch as well, not only through the massage and me physically touching you, but I have different kind of like fabrics around and tactile things dotted about and on the bed, and just things there to awaken the senses, to make you aware of them. So you walk in and you might think, oh, what's that smell? Oh, that feels really nice. You know, something that you might not really take that moment and that time to do before.
Absolutely. I spoke to someone the other day that runs, sort of walks through the countryside experiences, and then just sitting and closing your eyes and actually thinking about your other senses. What can you hear? What can you smell? And this is for fully sighted people as well, can go to Five Sense Therapy.
Yes, of course. That's it. It's not just for visually impaired people. You know, I want it to be accessible for everybody. You know, we've all got them senses, and I think we should all be aware of them.
And you retrained and started Five Sense Therapy in the middle of the pandemic. That must have been really tricky to try and start something that you're in a room with somebody else during a pandemic. What was that experience like for you to start up this company in that kind of time?
Yeah, it was challenging. So the course that I was doing, I was on the course as the pandemic struck. So I was 6 months in and still had 5 months left to do. So we had to deal with that, going from in-person to online. And obviously as a blind student, I was learning a lot through touch. Again, another sense, you know, the tutor, the way that she would teach me is by doing the massage on me, which was great because I always get a massage. But that was how I learned, because I couldn't see her demonstrating the routine. She would do it on me, and then I would learn what she was doing, how she was moving her hands, what direction she was going, and then through description as well. So when the pandemic hit and we went online, you know, obviously we had to do it through the computer and being blind as well. So it was a very challenging time. But the college were amazing, and they worked around it as best they could with me. And my tutor was still provided lots of descriptive things for me to do. And yeah, we worked around it, and I qualified. So that was good. I passed all my exams. So I still managed it. It was challenging. But I think doing the practice as well and having that regular interaction, you know, being mindful and meditating, and it really helped keep me calm and go through the process.
In such a stressful time as well, that it was so stressful for lots of people.
Yeah, yeah.
What would be your advice then for somebody who's looking, maybe is feeling stressed or is wanting to be more mindful and maybe try meditation? Where do we even start? Because it's such a big topic, and it can be quite daunting if you've never done it before. What would be your advice for somebody who's wanting to sort of try it or give it a go?
You know, like you say, there are lots of things that are out there for people to do now. I came across a lady the other day as well who provides blind yoga classes. So she does a podcast, and it's very descriptive. So there are a lot more things becoming accessible for people with visual impairment as well as sighted people. You know, there's so much mindful meditation, yoga, massage. You know, it can be overwhelming. I think for me, my advice would be just have a look around, see what feels comfortable with you, see what fits well. You know, you don't have to try everything to know what fits. You can just look into things, read about what you do, and then see if it fits with you, and then give it a try, because it can be expensive as well. You know, there are lots of things you can do online. I provide tutorial videos for self-massage, so you could try that to start with, following one of my tutorial videos and just see how that feels. You know, see if touch feels okay for you. You could maybe get your partner to do it for you to start with, and then, you know, if that feels nice and feels okay, then you know you can book in for a massage. Meditation as well. There are lots of guided meditation videos on YouTube or on the internet. And I, again, do some guided meditation videos. And you can find all of them on my Facebook page. And you could, you know, just giving it a try and seeing what sits well with you.
That's great advice, Nina. Thank you very much. If we want to go and find some of the guided meditation or the self sort of massage videos, where can we find them and find out more about Five Sense Therapy?
So I am on Facebook and Instagram, and it's both Five Senses Therapy UK. And I also have a website, which is www.fivesensestherapy.co.uk. You can either direct message me on there or send me an email, and I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about what they're interested in, to see if they want to start the journey, if they want to just talk about the senses and how their senses, you know, what journey they've been going on with their senses since their sight has deteriorated.
Nina, thank you so much for joining us. It's been absolutely fascinating to talk to you.
Thank you.